The blonde held a round silver tray with two fluted glasses of orangey liquid. She beamed at us. The reflection of light from her teeth could have left scars on my retinas.
Mimosa, sir? Ma'am?
Murphy stared at all three of them with a blank expression. Then, without a word, she took one of the drinks, tossed it off, and put the glass back on the tray with a dark mutter.
None for me, I said. I'm driving.
The blonde stepped back, and the brunette, whose shirt bore a stencil of the word Bonnie, came forward carrying a customized black leather gym bag that probably cost as much as Murphy's Kevlar vest. Bonnie handed me the bag and then offered me a manila folder and a big mustard-colored envelope.
These are complimentary, of course, sir, for all of our platinum members. There are several outfits for exercise on the inside, a set of athletic shoes in your size, a PDA to help you track your progress, and some basic toiletries.
She tapped the envelope.
Here is a copy of your membership papers, as well as your membership card and your security access code.
If this was a trap, it was working. I tried to juggle all of my gear and the comp items, too. If I suddenly had to walk anywhere while doing it, I'd probably trip and break my neck. I said, thank you, Bonnie.
Of course, sir, she chirped. If you would please come with me, I'll show you to Ms. Demeter's office.
That would be lovely, I said. The bag had a strap on it. I managed to get it over one shoulder, then folded the paperwork and stuffed it into one of my coat's roomy pockets. Bonnie waited for me to get settled before taking my arm in a perfectly confident and familiar fashion and guiding me forward. She smelled nice, something like honeysuckle, and she had a friendly smile on her mouth. Her hands, though, felt cold and nervous. Guided by Bonnie and her clammy hands, we walked through the building, past a long open space filled with various exercise machines, weights, wealthy-looking men, and attractive young women. Bonnie started prattling about how new the machines were and how the latest techniques and theories in fitness training were in use, and how Platinum Club members would each have their own personal fitness trainer assigned to them each and every visit.
And of course, our in-house spa offers any number of other services.
Ah, I said. Like massages, mud baths, pedicures, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir.
And sex? Bonnie's smile didn't falter for a second, although it looked a little incongruous with her wary sideways glance at Murphy. She didn't answer the question. She stopped at an open doorway.
Here we are, she said, smiling. If there's anything I can do for you, just pick up the phone on Ms. Demeter's desk and I'll answer right away.
Thanks, Bonnie, I said.
You are welcome, sir.
Do you need a tip or anything?
Unnecessary, sir.
She gave me another smile and a nod and hurried away. I watched her go down the hall, lips pursed thoughtfully, and decided that Bonnie was eminently qualified to hurry away. We get left all alone here? I asked Murphy. Does this smell like a trap to you?
There's one hell of a lot of bait, she replied, glancing around and then into the office. But the fire stairs are right across the hall, and there's a fire escape just outside the office window. To say nothing of the fact that there are a dozen customers within a few yards who could hardly help but notice anything noisy.
Yeah, but how many of them do you think would testify in court about what they heard or saw while they were at a ritzy brothel?
Murphy shook her head. Rollins knows I'm here. If anything happens, they'll turn the place inside out. Marcone knows that.
How come you all haven't done it already? I mean, this is illegal, right?
Sure it is, Murphy said. And very tidy. In operations like this one, the women involved are generally willing employees and generally very well paid. They're required to have regular medical examinations. There's a low incidence of drug use and almost never any attempts to control them through addiction or terror.
Victimless crime? Murphy shrugged.
Cops never have as many resources as they need. In general, they don't waste them on an operation like this one. Vice personnel are needed badly in plenty of other places where there's a lot more at stake.
I grunted. The fact that it's obviously a club for the stupidly wealthy doesn't make it any easier to bring the hammer down.
No, it doesn't, Murphy said. Too many people with too much influence in the city government have their reputations to protect. The place makes money hand over fist, and as long as they don't flaunt their business, cops tolerate what's going on except for the occasional token gesture. Marcone isn't going to jeopardize that by killing us here, when he can just as easily have it done tomorrow in a less incriminating location.
Depending on the size of the beehive, I said.
Depending on that, Murphy agreed. We might as well sit down.
We went into the office. It looked like any number of executive offices I'd seen before, somber, understated, and expensive. We sat down in comfortable leather chairs. Murphy kept an eye on the doorway. I watched the window. We waited.